Welcome to the Above Street Level in Peckham podcast for the Centre for Urban and Community Research. I'm Emma Jackson, I'm a sociologist from Goldsmiths.
And I'm Nicola Benson, also a sociologist from Goldsmiths.
This is the first episode of a three-part podcast, Above Street Level in Peckham, in which we explore the politics of high-up spaces in a fast-changing urban environment.
It draws on research that we have been undertaking in Peckham. And what we've done in this project is we've turned our attention upwards to where those empty spaces above a very busy multi-ethnic high street have been variously converted into places of consumption and sociality to attract and to meet the needs of a changing population in the area. And this includes famously rooftop bars, but also kind of art spaces and the replacement of industrial and warehouse space, catering to what we might characterise as a predominantly white, young, middle-class population as the nighttime economy expands in the area. There are some other things going on here. So we're seeing the conversion of these spaces for use by evangelical churches. And there's also been some recent proposals put forward to create a park that runs alongside an elevated railway line. While these spaces of consumption and worship have moved upwards, it's notable that this exists alongside the pulling down of high-density social housing. And when we first started the project, one of the things that drew us to it was the fact that there was quite a lot of challenging going on, kind of the contestation, I suppose we could say, of new plans to build luxury high-rise housing in the area.
In this series of podcasts, we examine a series of sites that we use to question urban transformation and how power and place are connected. Earlier today, we visited Peckham Library to record our first episode. Here we are, describing the library from the outside. It's a rainy grey lunchtime in Peckham, and we're standing looking at Peckham Library ahead of us. It's a really interesting building. It has one layer, which is a one-stop shop, and then on top of that, there's this green, brightly green-coloured tiles, and that's where the library is, and it says in white letters on the top, library, so you're in no doubt about what this building's for. It was finished in the year 2000. It was designed by the architect Will Alsop, and it won the Stirling Prize for Architecture that year. To the left of the library is Peckham Pulse, a leisure centre, and we can also see in front of us a van that says, "Oh Mother, African Cooking." There's someone selling coffees, and there's loads of people coming and going, crossing this square as we stand looking at the library. When I look at the library, it really looks to me like those new Labour years where money was still being put into things like libraries and hospitals. And there's something about the aesthetics of it as well that really brings to mind that late 90s kind of look. What's interesting for us about the library, in terms of thinking about high up spaces in Peckham, is the fact that the library is on the upper floors. Interestingly, the architect Will Alsop said that at the time when he was designing the library, he wasn't thinking about the views. And I quote, "When you get to the fourth floor, you can see St. Paul's and all of central London. For regeneration, this is very important. People in Peckham could see that they were part of an inner London. It was something I learned from, and I now find myself thinking about sight lines quite a lot." I think that's really interesting in terms of thinking about how Peckham was perceived at the time, in terms of there was very high levels of deprivation in Southwark, and it was a place that was quite sensationalised, I think, at that time, and talked of in terms of associations with gang crime, gun and knife crime. The library was built as part of a wider regeneration scheme, the Peckham Partnership, which involved rebuilding housing, the construction of a park and various other things. That was all part of trying to regenerate Peckham.
Where the library's located today is a large, open, pedestrianised square, and we're standing right in the corner of it. And in front of us, we can see the library, and just behind that, a new development that's going up that we'll talk about a little bit later. Importantly, this square is a kind of like a transit point for pedestrians, for cyclists, The cycle path that runs into the city from Peckham runs straight through the middle of the square. And even though it's a rainy day in February, we're watching a lot of foot traffic going past as we're sitting there.
The other thing that's notable as we stand here, which you can probably hear in the background, is the sheer noise of this space. So we've got Peckham High Street to our back, the huge volume of traffic, buses going through there all through the day and night. But also all around us, you can hear the noise of construction. So this is a place that's being constantly remade.
I think that what's really important, though, is to start to get a sense of who uses the library, Emma. So perhaps you want to say a little bit about that.
I think it's always been really striking when I've been in the library over a period of about a decade now, really, is just what a popular spot the library is, and also what a cross-section you get of people who live in Peckham in that library space. You see people queuing up to use the computer, all kinds of clubs and things taking part in the library. And I don't think there are that many spaces in Peckham where you get that kind of a cross-section.
So it's a really lively and buzzing space. That's what we want to communicate here, that brings in quite a wide cross-section of the community, from the children sitting there in the evenings doing their homework, to kind of other community groups that are going in and using that. And you also see it through the types of literature that's available in the library as well, I think. So there's quite a, there are special sections from my memory, both about like local history, but also about literature from all sorts of different parts of the world, which I think is quite, it's clearly marked up on the shelves of the library that that is part of the ambition. So now we're going to head into the library and try and talk you through that changing view a little as we go up in the lift.
You are not authorised to use this floor. Doors closing. Please mind the doors.
We're on the way up in the lift. It turns out that we can't get to floor 5, but we can get to floor 4. It's a glass lift, and on the way up, we can see the construction workers working on the site alongside us.
Fourth floor library. Doors opening. Doors closing. Please mind the doors.
It's really clear that even at this stage, the view to the city is completely blocked, even though all we've got is the skeleton of a building. The internal walls have started to come up, so we can't see through the building towards the city.
Floor 0. Doors opening.
What we would have talked about if we had been able to talk from the top of the building is the changes that have been ongoing around the library. About, I'd say, less than a year ago, some construction work started alongside the library. And in that time, what I have noticed through videoing the route up and down in the lift is how this construction work has moved from the ground upwards to the point where today, when you look at the library, not from as close up as we are right now, but from a little further away, the cranes relating to that construction work tower over the library. They're about double the size of the library.
The construction that's happening, it's important to note, is on the London side of the building. So they effectively block the view of the people who use the library in Peckham. They block the view of that London skyline and that sensation that the architect really was very pleased with, of people feeling that connection to London.
Absolutely. So what's happening at the moment, what we can see from the top of the lift, is the skeleton of this building that's going on alongside it, rather than the view to the city, which gave you this silhouette of the Shard, of the Gherkin, and a view to St Paul's. So there is something quite profound happening here in respect to that sightline, to that skyline, to that view to London, that feeling of connection with London that Will Allsop described through his discussions about what the library had made him think of after the event.
Given the wide range of people who are using this space, the fact that it's a lively, well-used municipal building that has had its view completely obliterated by another venture that will serve a different set of people, I think this is a really good starting point for our set of podcasts about power, place and high-up spaces in Peckham. Because through this place, it illustrates perfectly the changing politics of the view.